Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And I'm calling you from the beautiful island of Kauai, which is in the island archipelago of Hawaii and is the oldest of all the islands, sitting furthest north as well. It is actually an amazingly beautiful place, and I'm blessed to be here. And I am here because I'm here with the crowns, all of the Purium crowns who are here, and I'm treating them to an incredible vacation. And as a reward for all the amazing work that they've done over the last year. And so with your permission, tonight's call is going to be a little bit shorter than it typically is because they're all waiting for me at a reception dinner. We're going to greet everybody and have a little bit of family time tonight, if you want to call it. That Purium family time that I love so much. So, again, my name is David Sandoval. I am one of the owners and one of the founders of Purium Health Products, along with the amazing and incredible Amy Venerhamdi. And she is here as well with her awesome husband, Riyadh. And we are going to do our best between the three of us and David Litt and Rodney and the whole Purium crew that's here to show these people a great, great time. And we hope that you'll join us someday. We hope that you'll achieve that status and be here with us. But even if you can't be, we have some really cool stuff going on where you can join us and share in some of our family time. And one of those is coming up not this Friday, but a week from this Friday, 9 days from today, we're having a high vibration happy hour, a high vibe happy hour, and gift drive. So it's a high vibe gift drive. It's a super healthy happy hour combined together for the high vibe super healthy happy hour gift drive. And all you have to do is come down to our corporate offices. You could bring some clothing as long as it's new or nearly new. You could bring some food. You could bring gift cards. You could bring a small donation. You could bring a toy. You could bring a Christmas tree. Whatever it is you want to bring, you could bring nothing as well because everything, all the donations are not mandatory. They're voluntary. We're going to have some delicious Purium drinks. We're going to have a, sort of like a buffet of food. We're asking people to bring a healthy dish based upon Purium lifestyle. And we're going to have open mic. We're going to have karaoke. We're going to have body painting, face painting. We're going to have amazing Purium gear and lots of fun stuff. Even some free products to give away. It's going to be like a Purium Christmas party, New Year's party, healthy happy hour celebration, a high vibe happy hour, if you will. We hope that you'll invite people, send people. It's going to be a lot of fun and hope that you will be able to join us, if not in person, in spirit, or by sending some surrogate that you know in your place. Now, tonight, I just want to take a few minutes and I want to talk about, yes, the future. Not the past. The past is gone. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. And mysteries, oh, they're a lot of fun. I like to unravel mysteries. So the future, how do we make the future a little less mysterious? How do we make the future a little more of what we want it to be? How do we own the future? We can't control it. But how do we guide ourselves into a better future? Well, I think there's a few ways to do that, but I'm going to give you my top three ways to do that. Number one is to get into integrity with yourself. Do not promise yourself or anybody anything unless you absolutely are 100% sure that you are going to do it. When you said you're going to do it, as you said you're going to do it, how you said you were going to do it, without question. It's the hardest thing, is to only commit to those things that you know absolutely that you're capable of doing, and that you plan on doing, that you want to do, that you will do, because you have to be real honest with yourself otherwise. Secondly, I want you to think about what is the most important thing in your life. This is more important than number one, but number one has to come first. because once you are in integrity with yourself, you will then, it will be revealed what the most important things really are. When you're out of integrity, something that is not most important will seem most important, obviously, because it too will be out of integrity. Once you're in integrity, I want you to find out what is most important to you, truly most important. Is it your family? Is it a new business? Is it finishing school? Is it having a garden? What is the single most important thing to you? And I want you to spend at least most of your time. That means more time than you spend on anything else. I want you to spend more time on that most important thing than you do on anything else. I saw an interview with a woman who, in her mid-20s, found out that she had a cancer that was going to kill her within 90 days. She had two young children and a husband and a perfect life. And all of a sudden, it was destroyed. And they asked her, what's the one thing that you regret? And she said, I've spent most of my life working on things that are not the most important. A very small amount of time doing the things that were really most important to me. And what I regret most is that I wasted time on things that were easy to do, that were convenient to do, that were expected of me. And all of that was at expense of myself and what I truly needed, what I truly wanted, what I truly desired, what I truly dreamed of. So follow your dreams in 2017. Would you put your dreams and what's most important to you at the top of what you're going to do in 2017? And finally, I want you to find out how you could be in service. I want you to figure out how you could make sure that your being here on the planet means that other people who are on the planet in some way, whether it be the ants and the bugs and the insects, or whether it be the butterflies or the hummingbirds, whether it be your neighbors, the people in Africa, India, South America, or the city next to you. It doesn't matter. How could you make sure that you're not taking too much in order to get what you need? And how could you figure out how to leave behind something or to create something that's going to serve someone beside yourself and somehow leave the world and the planet a better place because you exist, because you were here? Have a purpose. And make the world a better place. So if you are going to look forward to 2017 as a Purium member, I'm going to tell you, we believe that we are more focused and more capable of supporting you as our brand ambassadors, our family of socially conscious entrepreneurs. We believe that we're refining the message that we're going to help you to share. And in doing so, we're going to make you far more effective in bringing people into our family, far more effective at keeping them in the fold. And as a consequence, you'll have a far more effective business with Purium as well. Better products, better systems, easier stories, effective tools. All of this is going to be part of our 2017. I really hope that you'll get to Unconvention. Unconvention is going to be so much fun. It's a combination between, I don't know, a picnic, a music festival, and a convention. It takes place at my Oasis, and it is going to be in April. It is going to be so much fun. There's going to be entertainment. It's going to be a lot like I said, it's just going to be something you're really going to want to attend. I hope that you'll get there. The tickets are really highly affordable. So make your plan to get there. Again, my name is David Sandoval. I really appreciate you being with me tonight. I am headed to the Crown Trip. Got to get dressed, showered, and looking pretty. Be over there with everybody in just a few minutes. But thank you for being part of this call tonight. I'm going to unlock the lines for anybody who wants to give me a shout out. give each other a shout out, give life a shout out to hear from you.